Proclamation number 6680 of 29th of October, 1956. Accepting or rejecting thought waves. You are continuously surrounded by thought waves which originate in the spiritual kingdom, which are, as it were, emanations from the good or the evil spirit world. From the kingdom of light or the kingdom of darkness. These thought waves can meet with resistance or also find open hearts. Accordingly, people will also find themselves thinking which can now be true and good or erroneous and bad. For this the human being determines through his will. He is constantly illuminated or also addressed by beings, and indeed, good and bad beings will seek to transfer their thought powers to the human being and thus be repelled or accepted, for the human being's thinking is free. His inner nature opens or closes when these thought waves surround him. Thus a person of goodwill, whose nature has already changed, who seeks a bond with God, is also extremely easily influenced by divine currents. He will always willingly open himself to such thoughts which are sent out from the divine realm. His soul will perceive them as beneficial and accept them and pass them on to his intellect, which then deals with such thoughts and thereby establishes contact with such beings who try to instruct him mentally. Likewise is also the process of thought transmission from the dark world to those people who are darkened in spirit. This too finds no resistance. But what thought material is imparted to these and those people is completely opposite and therefore also to be assessed quite differently. For just as light and darkness are opposites, so are the mental currents which spring from those realms. Nevertheless, both currents have access to all people, so that it is therefore only up to the human being's will to receive or reject them. And therefore people can change their will at any time and thus also their thinking, because the thought waves constantly circle around them and both the world of light as well as the dark world constantly endeavor to find access to the human being's heart. But since the human being now moves in the midst of the world, since his earthly senses are constantly touched by earthly things, his thoughts will also be far more earthly directed, thus the thought waves are caught which emanate from the one to whom the earthly world belongs. Nevertheless, even in the midst of the world the human being can be receptive to thought currents which have a balancing effect, which therefore illuminate the value of earthly things and cause the human being to also open himself to thought currents from the kingdom of light. So that the human being's thinking can be healthy even in the midst of worldly life. And the desire for spiritual knowledge from the world of light can predominate. If the human being's will is predominantly directed towards the kingdom which lies outside of the earthly, then his heart will constantly open and the thought waves will always sound which are sent to him from there. He will resist earthly directed thoughts or only allow them to approach him as far as is necessary in earthly life, and negatively influencing forces will only rarely have access because the human being's will prevents this and he can only succumb in case of unusual weakness, which, however, is then always compensated for by strength and will. As long as the human being lives on earth he is exposed to the influence of both forces, and therefore it also remains a certain battle, a constant expression of will. And as long as this will is weakened, God's adversary has an influence on people, which thus makes itself recognizable in thinking. The whole of earthly life is under the influence of good or evil forces. The human being's will alone decides, and thus your thinking also depends on how far your will is turned towards God. For every thought flows out of the spiritual kingdom, but it can only touch an open heart. But anyone who desires God resists thoughts which originate in the God-opposing kingdom, even though they will always circle around him. Amen.